رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Hidden Diseases of Heart. And in this silsila we will discuss a very vital hidden disease, and that is called Tasahul Fillah. When a person is lazy in fulfilling the orders of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is engaged and busy in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is called Tasahul Fillah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ Translation from Kanz al-Iman. The one who disobeys Allah and His Rasul, and he crosses all the limits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into hellfire, in which he will remain forever. And for him is humiliating punishment. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasul-e-Muhtasham Shah-e-Bani Adam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, when you see someone that Allah is bestowing upon him his favors and he is firm on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he is firm on sinning, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has let him loose. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah kareema, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. When they forgot those advices which were given to them, we opened the doors of everything till they became happy upon that which was granted to them or which they received. Then suddenly we seized them. Now they are remaining disappointed. To be lazy in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay busy in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cause for the destruction in the dunya and in the hereafter. Therefore, it is necessary for every Muslim to refrain from such evil habit. There was a person in Bani Israel who was very sinful. As his sins were increasing, the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were also increasing on that person. And when he heard from Hazrat Musa alayhi salam talking about the azab of sins and staying involved in bad activities, he said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, "O Musa, what my Lord wants? Because when I increase my sins, He bestows upon me more bounties and more ni'mat and more blessings." Hazrat Musa alayhi salam started wondering when he heard this from this person. And when he went on the Tur mountain to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that was the place where he used to go and make dua or communicate, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, "O Allah, you know what your bondman has said, that whenever he commits sin, you send more of your blessings and mercies and bounties upon him." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Musa alayhi salam, "O Musa, I do punish him, but he does not know." Hazrat Musa alayhi salam then asked, "O Allah, how do you punish him while his rizq, his sustenance is being increased, and you have let him loose?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Musa alayhi salam that, "I have made him far away from my court. I punish him because I deprived him from my fadl and from my karam, and I made him careless about my ita'at, about my following. I make him sleep away from the pleasure and the taste of making dua in my court. And at the time of sahari, at the last part of the night, when I announce my favors upon the people, he is deprived from that. By my majesty, I will definitely let him taste the painful punishment, and I will deprive him from the increase of my bounties and ni'mat and honor." Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, from this story we have learned a very important lesson. And the lesson is that a lot of time we see people are doing wrong things. They do not perform salat. They do not fast. They are involved in evil-sightedness. They speak lies. They do interest-based business. They do a lot of wrong things, a lot of sins. But we see that they are still healthy. Their business is booming. Their risk is increasing. And the worldly pleasures are all around them and they are enjoying them. And in that they feel that Allah is happy with them, Allah is pleased with them. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has let them loose for a while to see what they want to do. And then the time comes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala catches them and then he punishes them. So therefore, if any person who is involved in sinning and still no punishment has come upon him, he must fear more that he is being put into this kind of test and make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and quickly try to reform himself and change his condition. Ulama ikram have given several reasons for tasahul fillah and the treatments as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss them here. The first reason for tasahul fillah, being lazy in obeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying involved with sins, is the jahalat, is the ignorance. When person does not know and does not understand the sins that he is committing and the azab upon those sins which would be given, he is unaware of that, he is uneducated about that, then he is victim of this kind of sickness, hidden sickness of the heart, which is known as tasahul fillah. And its treatment is that one should attain the knowledge of azab, of the punishment which is given on these kinds of sins. And he must learn the methods how to refrain from these sins. He should adopt the suhbat and the company of pious people. And he must increase tendency in himself to be in the company of good people, people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a book which is printed by Al-Maktabatul Madina, a department, a printing department of Dawat Islami called Jahannam Mein Le Jane Wale Aamal, Deeds Which Leads to Jahannam. It is a very important book and it should be studied. And this would help indeed to understand what kind of actions are sins and they lead to Jahannam. And when you are aware of that and you get the knowledge of that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are hopeful that you may try to stay away from those sins and the sickness of tasahul fillah might be erased. And the second reason for tasahul fillah are the hidden diseases. Because the hidden diseases become cause of persons being lazy in acting upon the orders of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And its treatment is that one should attain and gain the knowledge of these reasons and these sins and ponder upon the azab and the punishment which is given to those people who have this sickness in their hearts. For that, a wonderful book written by Al-Madinatul Ilmiya and printed by Al-Maktabatul Madina is Batini Bimariyon Ki Ma'lumat, information regarding hidden diseases, is very useful. And we will learn that how many diseases we have within ourselves and we are suffering with that. And once you know that you are suffering with these diseases, you may try to get rid of these diseases. And the third reason which ulama ikram have recorded for tasahul fillah is lack of making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You must know that dua is the weapon of believer. Shaitan is our open enemy. Each and every time he is trying to make us involved in this kind of sickness, like tasahul fillah. Therefore, its treatment is necessary. And the treatment is that we beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah, save us from the tricks of shaitan. This shaitan is after me always, whispering me to do the wrong things, to be lazy in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be lazy in fulfilling the rights of deen, the rights of Allah, the rights of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rights of parents, the rights of relatives, the rights of my teachers, my neighbors, my brothers, my sisters. Shaitan is behind us always. And we are weak. We are unable to fight. So the best thing is that we must beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal regularly that, O Allah, Shaitan is behind us regularly. Shaitan wants to mislead us. And we are begging you regularly, O Allah, help us to fight back Shaitan and not get involved in tasahul fillah or in these kind of other hidden diseases of the heart. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give me tawfiq and help me to do the good deeds. I want to be involved in the good deeds. O Allah, put hatred in my heart against the sins. O Allah, make me a pious person. Make me a person who fears you. O Allah, make me obedient to my parents. And make me a true and firm lover and aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give me protection in my iman. So these kind of du'as we must keep on making in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, keep on begging in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will become a good treatment for this hidden disease of the heart, which is known as tasahul fillah. The fourth reason which ulama ikram have recorded for tasahul fillah is the evil company. When person takes evil company, he becomes more sick in this kind of sickness, like tasahul fillah, laziness in following the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the company of good people will make you a good person, and company of evil people will make you an evil person. And this is so evident, and we see day and night. But many of us do not learn the lesson. We think we are perfect. We think the company, the friendship of bad person will not affect me. This is a deception of the nafs. You are good today, and you might think that I will not do wrong things that person is doing, but I can still be his friend. But sooner or later, you would not even realize that you are doing the same thing what he was doing. So therefore, one needs to get rid of this sickness, and that is friendship with evil people, with sinners, with kuffar, or people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who break the rules of Sharia and do not have love and respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the deen of Islam. And its treatment is that one should adopt the company of good people, pious people, people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. The global movement of Quran and Sunnah, Da'wat Islami, provides this company of good people. So we request you that come in touch with the mahal, with the environment of Da'wat Islami. Attend the weekly ijtima' of Da'wat Islami, which takes place in your city or in your area. inshallah azza wa jal, with the barakat of being in the company of pious people in the mahal of Dawat Islami, attending weekly Madni Sunnah inspired Ijtima, one will be motivated to become punctual with the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, hatred for sins and love for the good deeds will be filled in the hearts. Every Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters must make this mind that I will try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to rectify ourselves, we must practice upon Madani in'amat, and in order to reform the people of the world, we must travel in Madani kafilas. This is the beautiful message that is given from Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is helping us how to overcome these problems. We are weak and all alone. We will not be able to fight the force of nafs and shaitan. So therefore we need support. We need groups. We need more people who are with us together to fight the very same evil. And in this way we help each other. We motivate each other. We uplift each other. So when you come into the environment and you find many other people struggling for the same thing, striving for the same thing, making an effort for the same thing, then you will not get tired. You will not become bored. You will be encouraged and you would want to continue with your struggle. Therefore, this beautiful Madani environment is a great help for the Ummah, for men, for women, for young children, for adults, for everyone. There is something to do. So wherever in the world you are, and if Dawat Islami has not reached your area or your city, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you can get complete guidance from the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net. And then there are many courses that are being offered from Dawat Islami online. So through internet, you can get guidance from the work of Dawat Islami. You can watch Madani channel. You will find, inshallah azza wa jal, this beautiful Sunnah inspired environment from Madani channel as well. And alhamdulillah, the good news is now you can have Urdu channel, English channel and Bangla channel. So if you don't understand Urdu, then the facility is there in English language. English language is spoken and understood in many countries, and this is a language which is in fashion, and more people are learning. So Dawat Islami has looked at it realistically and started a Madani channel in English as well. So inshallah azza wa jal, if you are firmly involved and if you are in touch with Dawat Islami, then I'm positive that wherever you are, you can benefit from this beautiful environment via many ways, many tools, many mediums. And inshallah azza wa jal, together we will fight the whisperings of shaitan and the nafs, and we will overcome these hidden diseases like tasahul fillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm and strong on the deen and make us good, pious, practical Muslims. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
This